SBS Filipino sa radyo, online at mobile.
Alam nyo ba, dito sa Melbourne, meron tayong kababayan, actually marami, no? Pero meron tayong tampok na mga panauhin ngayong umaga kung saan ibabahagi nila itong kanilang naging negosyo mula noong nagpanahon ng lockdown. Gamit lamang ang kanilang creativity. Sila kasi busy, may sarili-sariling trabaho. Pero at the same time, ay nagawa nila ng paraan na makapag-put up ng business. Kaya naman pala. So yan ang ikikwento sa atin ni Ms. Rowena Bautista at ang kanyang husband. Pero makakausap natin si Ms. Rowena. And nasa kabilang linya ngayon si Ms. Rowena. Good morning, good morning!
Hi, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Ayan. Kumusta naman, Ms. Rowena? I know nandito ka sa Melbourne. Kumusta ang araw ng Sabado?
Okay naman. Actually, very busy kami sa business namin ngayon. May mga ilang meetings kami ngayon, pero we're very happy that it's the weekend and it's a bit of a long weekend, kaya excited din kami.
And sa mga ganitong pagkakataon, yan, Ms. Rowena, medyo na nabanggit ko na sa mga listeners natin na isa kayo sa mga Pilipino na nakabuo ng business during lockdown. Pero syempre dun sa mga hindi pa nila alam yung background ninyo or yung mga hindi pa nakakakilala dito sa inyo at sa iba ninyong mga ginagawa, can you give us more information or details about what you do? Ano yung mga pinagkakaabalahan nyo sa buhay?
Well, so before yung estilo, my husband si Roel, supervisor sa warehousing, and I'm a full-time secondary school teacher. We also have a son. So it's a pretty busy life and times ahead of us. So yun yung, and at the same time, we're also balancing yung business namin na estilo. Na nagka-print kami ng mga apparel or customized apparel, and then we try to help build the branding of different businesses, pati yung individual or our individual customers.
Ayun. So now we're gonna talk about a little bit about your business. Na mention mo na this is a printing business. So yes. Naglalagay kayo ng tatak nung iba't ibang mga produkto sa iba't ibang mga apparels at saka sa iba't ibang mga gamit. Pero para dun sa mga nakikinig sa atin na merong may mga sarili ding mga negosyo, may sarili ding mga products, gaano ba kahalaga yung paglalagay ng pangalan or tatak dun sa mga produkto mo?
Before na isip namin ni Roel na i-build tong estilo, actually, so I'm just gonna give a bit of a backstory kasi nung COVID, we saw a lot of businesses closing down. We have yung mga friends namin, nakita namin na naapektuhan sila sa pagsara ng business. And we were thinking how that after this, after the pandemic, how can we help businesses, rebuild their brands? Given the yung economy, given na bagsak yung economy, so pinag-usapan namin ni Roel na the one way for us to help our local businesses is to build their brand. Kasi a lot of people have this misconception na ang brand visual lang, but branding is important kasi it actually establishes the customer's expectation. Kung ano ka, ano yung service na pinaprovide mo. That's why it's really important na important na ma-establish yung brand ng business or yung organization to, create that sense of identity.
Ayun. And napakagandang tip niya na para dun sa mga kababayan natin na nagsisimula pa lang nung kanilang mga negosyo. So, building dun sa brand and yung identity. Pero sa inyong mag-asawa, Ms. Rowena, sa inyong dalawa ni Sir Roel, I know, about mga creative, itong sa side sa arts and sa design, itong business ninyo into sa mga printing services. Pero magkaiba kayo talaga ng linya ng trabaho, tama?
Yes, that's right. So people were surprised that na ito yung business na pinasukan namin kasi wala kaming experience of we didn't study yung visual background and design, but in terms of conceptualizing pag nag-uusap kami ni Roel, doon kami nag-jive to come up with ideas. And parehas kami ng values na keeping things simple will make things magnificent. We'll make things beautiful. Kaya when we have our brainstorm sessions, pag nag-dinner kami or bago kami patulog or pag may idea kami, text namin sa isa't isa while we're at work, it's just a great way of how we conceptualize different ideas in different avenues.
Wow, so very minimalist yung mga naisip ninyong mga designs before. Pero nakakatuwa yung isipin ano, na pwede naman pala, hindi naman kailangan nandun ka sa isang linya lang na para makapagtayo ka ng negosyo. Kahit hindi yun yung pinapasukan mong trabaho, kahit hindi yun yung parang pinaka-forte mo, ay pwede pa rin. Pero gaano kadaming hirap at pagod ang binuhos ninyo para masimulan ito?
Yeah, actually, so while we wala kami nga sa, we didn't study, officially study yung course na yun. Ang ginagawa namin actually ni Roel is we find ways to listen to, attend sessions, online training sessions, listen to different business podcasts. As in, talagang tinatry namin i-hone yung skills namin. Even though this is a side hustle for us, to really be with the trend and to be competitive din sa ibang competitors namin. In regards with yung sa tanong mo, how much we work for it, yung schedule namin, it's very hectic. Like any parents, hectic na nga siya as we wake up with our son. But Roel and I, we try to establish yung routine na pag weekdays. It's all about work, but when we come home, we always try to make an effort that we have dinner together, we eat with our son, we have moments of playtime, reading time, and then when it's a bit late, Roel will do his printing, or when it's time for me to conceptualize and design business cards or flyers, then Roel will play with our son. And then we really make sure that either Sunday or Sunday, one day, it will be a family day for us. So talagang pinag-usapan namin, and we really stress the importance of making sure that we still prioritize our family, but at the same time, we get to learn how to balance our business and work as well. Because obviously, may mga responsibilities din kami sa full-time work namin. So it's a real juggling act. It's not easy. It is challenging at times, pero if there are days na kailangan namin mag-shut down, mag-unwind, sinasabi namin na pagod kami, pahinga muna tayo. So yun ang ginagawa namin.
Wow, I really admire you for that. So talagang nahahati ninyo yung 24 hours para sa lahat ng activities, personal at saka dun sa business. Pero na-mention mo yung tungkol sa pag-shutdown or yung pag-take ng time off. Gaano kahirap yon? I know para sa mga business person, sa mga workaholic na mga tao, ang hirap-hirap taob ng mga telepono o kaya yung hindi tingnan yung kanilang mga yung mga activities, mga emails nila. So paano mo nagagawa yon?
I think there was an instance where we had a lot of orders, and then a lot of customers were asking for us to conceptualize their logo, and then we couldn't come up with ideas anymore because we were really exhausted from everything. And then we said that we were going to take a couple of days off so we can refresh our minds and just put things into perspective. So, and actually after that, it did help us because when we switched off, we actually didn't look at our phones. And then when it was time to look at our phones, we actually did it for a purpose. We looked and researched and we studied more to help improve our ways on how to conceptualize our brands and conceptualize the designs. So talagang that pause ng kahit ilang days makes a significant difference of not just for the business, but sa relationship ng mag-asawa.
Wow, so kahit kaunting pahinga, no? And also for the mental health, ano, na lalo na
of
sa mga nakikinig natin na mga kababayan dito. I know dito sa Australia, napakalaki ng pagpapahalaga nila sa work-life balance. And as you mentioned, ano, na-exercise ninyo yon ng inyong pamilya, yung sa work-life balance, kahit medyo mahirap yung part ng pagbabalanse, di ba?
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. Mahirap mean talaga, pero you just have to find maghahanap ka na talaga ng oras para mapag-spend time kayo as a family.
Alam natin kapag may mga ganitong mga trabaho at pinag-uusapan yung paghahati-hati ng oras, minsan may mga hindi maiwasang problema. At ito, alamin natin kay Ms. Rowena, paano ba nasusolusyonan kapag nauuwi na sa LQ ang inyong mga desisyon pagdating sa negosyo?
Actually, inevitable talaga na na mag-aaway at mag-aaway kayo. May mga conflict of interest talaga. Especially pag may mga ideas, either myself or si Roel, na hindi kami magkasundo. There are times na nag-aaway kami, so ang ginagawa namin, quiet time muna kami, and then, you know, once we are both calm, pinag-uusapan ulit namin kung anong how we can meet halfway. I think that's something important to just be mindful pag especially may mag-asawa na ang and they own a business na you do have to compromise, and at the same time pag super mainit na yung or medyo may tension na yung discussion nyo, really have that pause. I mentioned this a while ago, yung importance ng pause, because that quiet time actually allows us to calm our emotions down and just put things into perspective na ginagawa nyo to from a business perspective, na dapat hindi isasama yung emotion nyo, dapat hindi isasama yung relationship nyo mag-asawa. Although sometimes I know that alam ko minsan it does affect, it's hard to balance that, pero it has to be a habit na pag business ang pinag-usapan, dapat medyo objective yung pinag-usapan nyo, kung yung we have to think about what will actually make the client happy and satisfied with the brands and the products that we produce.
Wow, and I think it's tough kasi talking about objectivity, tapos nandun kayo rin sa isang relationship, kayo nakikita mag-araw-araw no, sa bahay, magkasama kayo sa bahay, pagdating sa business, kayo pa rin lagi ang nag-uusap. And when it comes to this kind of decision, medyo mabigat. And you mentioned yung quiet time ulit, ano, na hindi lang para sa negosyo, kundi para sa inyong dalawa, sa relationship ninyo. Pero ano yung tumatakbo sa isip mo kapag halimbawang nandun ka sa quiet moment mo?
Actually, to be honest, when especially if we have very tough discussions or difficult discussions, I just have that meditation, that importance of developing your well-being or nurturing your well-being, and of course, prayer, and just asking God to give you some guidance in terms of that conflict that has previously occurred. What can be the best solution na hindi magiging destructive in the result? So, ganun yung laging ginagawa ko, just to make sure na at the end of that prayer, maybe I'll go for a run, read, and then that's my way of also meditating. Tapos, mag-uusap na kami ni Roel para mapag-move on kami dun sa, or mapag-finalize kami dun sa kailangan i-decide sa business namin.
Well, I love that. Yung parang dinidistract mo muna yung sarili mo dun sa feelings o dun sa anger or kung ano man yung initial na nararamdaman mo. And napakaganda rin, ano, no, payo para dun sa lahat ng mga bagong mag-asawa. Kasi alam ko, yung iba kapag nauna yung emosyon, ang daming nasasabi, mga mabibigat. Minsan mas mahirap bawiin, di ba?
Yep. Don't get me wrong. Siguro sa amin, matagal kami naging asawa ni Roel, and meron din kami nasasabi na hurtful things. But if that does happen, I think it's important to acknowledge that what we said was wrong, and we apologize to each other, and then you try to avoid saying it going forward. And be honest with your feelings. If you're upset with what the person did, say it. And then just make sure that they try to understand why you're upset. Not just stating na galit ako, pero you're not explaining why you're upset.
Wow, gusto ko yon, yung ini-explain mo at saka be honest ano, with your feelings. Pero sa inyong dalawa, sino ba ang madalas maunang lumapit at mag-apologize?
Actually, to be honest, it's either both of us. Whoever knows na siya yung nagkamali, siya yung mag-sorry.
Oh, okay. So, that's good.
Yeah. So, yeah. And then if it's too long, medyo too long na yung silence namin, we finally come to a decision that, you know, tama na tong silence na to. Let's just patch things up and then let's talk about it.
Anabi ko na tututunan doon na parang napaka-importante ng silence sa dami ng mga aspeto ng bagay. Minsan parang iniisip mo, ano bang magagawa ng pananahimik or ano bang may tutulong nito? Pero baligtad pala, actually nandun pala parang nakakakuha ng solusyon kapag nagbigay ka ng konting quiet moment to yourself or ng konting distansya sa inyong mag-asawa.
Yep. Well, I think, well, that might work for myself at Chaka Roel. Maybe it might not work for other married couples, but I think sa amin ni Roel, because iba yung personality namin, I think, ito yung nang work sa amin. Kaya I think that's one of my advice. I'm not a marriage counselor, but I think this would really work for sa amin ni Roel.
Ayan. So, but yeah, it's a good na masubukan din ng iba, no? Kung halimbawa gusto nilang i-try kung ano yung iba't ibang mga strategies to keep their relationship stronger at yung kung halimbawa hindi nag-work yung mga ginagawa nila, baka itong quiet time ang isa sa magiging solusyon na mas madali ninyong mapag-usapan, mas madaling ma-resolve yung mga conflict ninyo in a relationship. And thank you for sharing that with us. Pero pero when it comes to business and to family, kapag nauuwi ninyo yung away sa bahay, paano ninyo namin make sure na hindi naapektuhan yung inyong anak?
Well, our business is actually from home. Home-based yung business namin. So there will be, usually our workspace is sa may garage area namin. Doon namin na set up yung office namin. So any conflict of interest na na-encounter namin ni Roel, we try to make sure na na-discuss namin yun sa garahe. Dun sa area na yon. And if anything, we try to avoid discussing it in front of our son para hindi niya nakikitang nag-aaway kami. So we try our best. So parang yung area na yon, that's for work. Once we enter the kitchen and the living room, that's all family.
Right. And this time, nako, Ms. Rowena, pag-uusapan naman natin yung tungkol sa konting aspeto ng inyong mga negosyo. I know you're into, dahil ito ay printing services, so you're into designs, yung iba't ibang mga creative stuff. Pero meron ba kayong mga mabibigay na tips para dun sa ibang mga kababayan natin na gustong makagawa ng disenyo or magpalagay ng mga disenyo? Ano ba yung mga dapat nilang isaalang-alang or i-consider when it comes to a printing or putting a design on their products?
We dun sa research na ginawa namin, a lot of customers would prefer to see brands that are or labels that are simple, yet it creates or it catches attention. So siguro we actually suggest sa mga customers namin na wag masyadong maraming design, just keep it simple and make sure that yung brand or yung design has a purpose. Every from the letter, from the positioning of the logo, from the sizing of the color, lahat yun lagi namin pinag-usapan ni Roel na bakit may ganyan, anong purpose niyan, makikita ba ng customer, ma-appreciate ba ng customer, makuha ba nila yung idea, yung concept kung ano yung ginagawa ng business niyo. So everything that you do from a branding perspective needs to have a purpose, so they can in just that one visual they could see kung ano kayo as a business.
Wow. So all those tiny details na nakalagay, kahit gaano pa kaliit yung logo, kailangan meron siyang kahit paano meaning or may significance ano doon sa inyong produkto.
Yes. Oh, yun ang lagi namin pinag-usapan ni Roel pag nag-brainstorming session kami. Yun nga yung interesting sa amin ni Roel na if let's say nagkaroon ako ng design and then he would say bakit may ganyan, and then if I don't come up with a reason, then I would understand that irrelevant pala yan. So yun yung lagi namin chinachallenge isa na kailangan may significance and may value, may relevance yung concepts of all parts of that brand.
Wow, and that's a great tip para sa mga nakikinig sa atin ngayon na nag-iisip pa lang, ano kayong magandang ilagay na pagpangalan or itsura ng aking magiging future business? So yung pag-isipan nyo na ano yung mga items or ano yung mga icons na nakikita ninyo na magre-reflect ng mas maganda doon sa inyong produkto, and yung pag nakita nila, kayo agad yung una nilang maiisip. Kasi sa atin, parang ang daming mga nauuso na pinaghahalo-halo or minsan parang yung may mga katulad, hindi ba? So, yung uniqueness ng mga yung mga disenyo, kailangan talaga pala napapag-isipang mabuti. Pero, Ms. Rowena, dito rin sa inyong business, alam ko, isa sa mga hangad ninyo ay matulungan din yung mga local artists dito sa Australia. Tama?
Yes, so initially one of our objectives when we launched Estilo was to support local artists dito sa Melbourne. One of the things as I think nasa honeymoon stage kami ng business namin na na-sidetrack kami actually dun sa objective namin. We still do actually want to support local artists in the long run. We actually do, since this is a great platform, we do invite any artist who's available or who wants to partner with us. We actually want to showcase your artwork, photography, so we can showcase to a lot of Melburnians, and not just within Melbourne, across Australia, to support local artists. I think that's another thing. Hindi lang yung mga local business din na naapektuhan ng pandemic. Hanggang ngayon, we see a lot of art schools and artists who aren't able to pursue their passion because of the lack of profit that they gain. So we were thinking of that. That's one of our long-term goals, to support another avenue in terms of supporting the community.
Wow, and it's really great ano, na kahit paano sa mga ganitong paraan ay merong mga nakakatulong sa industry. I know, yun nga, katulad ng sinabi mo sa art industry nitong nagdaang pandemic, ang laki ng naging epekto sa kanila. Pero in return naman, gaano kahalaga para sa inyo naman ang suporta ng community, Filipino community dito sa Melbourne?
The Filipino community in Melbourne is so strong that I've never seen any business na nagsira, and we really support one another. We even collaborate and just share ideas in terms of how they could further improve as a business. And I think that's what I value with the different Filipino communities and different Filipinos that Roel and I have interacted with. Napaka-powerful yung positivity ng Filipino network dito sa Melbourne. And I think and what actually Roel and I want to do is break the barriers ng mga, sorry for the informal expression, yung mga paksyon-paksyon. We're all here, we all migrated here in Australia, and we all wanna to succeed, not just financially, but as, you know, a good, strong Filipino community. I think that's what we aim to do in the long run, is to really bring different businesses together to really showcase their talents, showcase their products, showcase their skills.
Wow, and that's great to hear, ano, na sa mga ganitong aspeto ay talaga nakikita natin yung bayanihan ng ating mga kababayan dito sa Australia, na sinusuportahan yung mga maliliit na negosyo at yung iba't ibang mga produkto na mayroon tayo. And at this, parang sa ganitong paraan, na ipapagmalaki natin yung ating pagiging Pilipino, sariling atin, at yung kung ano yung mga kaya natin gawin na makakatulong sa community as a whole dito sa Australia. And ngayon naman, bilang huling bahagi ng ating programa, ano po ang inyong mga magiging mensahe naman para sa ating mga kababayan?
Actually, pinag-usapan namin ito ni Roel like for the past few months na how we're going to progress. I think one of our, based from our experience, yung message namin ni Roel is if you are in a marriage and you want to open a business, just be open with each other, be honest. Sometimes honesty may be brutal, but it is important that when you're honest with one another, you're willing to accept each other's feedback, whether if it's constructive or positive. That will help you grow as a couple and also help you grow maturely as business owners. And always make sure that while if you do have business, whether full-time or part-time, you do set aside time for each other and for your family. That's something that you don't want to drop the ball, because that's before you had that business, kayo muna ang na established. So yun yung pinaka importante na I think and Roel and I think na establish as a foundation to have a not only a success a good or marriage, but also a stable business as well.
Wow, well said. Thank you so much para po sa advice na yan, ano, para sa ating mga kababayan. I know na-experience nyo yan, so galing yan sa inyong mga sariling pinagdaanan and it worked for you. So hopefully para dun sa mga nakikinig natin, masubukan ninyo, baka ito rin ay isa sa makakatulong sa inyong relasyon. Pero when it comes to your business naman po, saan pwedeng mahanap ng ating mga kababayan ang inyong negosyo?
We are Stilo Designs, and you can also send us, or you can actually check our website to view our portfolio at www.istilo.com.au.
Ay, maraming salamat sa inyo pong oras sa pagbabahagi ng inyong napakaganda at napaka-inspiring na kwento, Ms. Rowena, and also regards kay Sir Rowell at sa inyo pang sa inyong buong pamilya.